Good morning. This is Josh Clark with today's daily devotion. And today it comes from Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. And before I read this scripture, I want to take us back for a moment into a previous devotion that we did and look at Paul's, the context of all this. And just prior to this scripture we'll read today, Paul was talking about how do we get a peace that surpasses all understanding. And we talked about five things that he lays out to do. Number one is rejoice. Number two is be moderate in all things. Number three is don't be anxious for anything. And number four is prayer. And five is prayer with thanksgiving. And so now he says, hey guys, finally, brethren, hey, let me cover this. He says, finally, one more thing here. What are you thinking on? Okay, so here he goes. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you have learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. So Paul says, he's not asking us to do anything that he's not doing himself. Again, he's in prison. And he's talking to us about how to have peace, right? And so I love these scriptures because I think it's so important, this world that we live in, that you and I guard what goes into our mind. You know, I think about Romans 12, 2. It says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, how? By the renewing of your mind. So in other words, there is a control that we can have on the things that we're thinking on, the things that we're letting into our mind, and too often, we're just passively becoming zombies and letting somebody else come in and take over and control our mind. That's scary, isn't it? But yet we do that. We do that with the things that we think on, the things that we passively listen to, the movies we watch, the TV, the radio, you name it, the conversations we have with people. You know, what are we thinking on? Is it poison? Is it hurting us? They did a study. It's like a 12-year study that I read about in the past. And I remember it made an impression on me because all they did was start look at the first 5 minutes of these people's day. What were they watching? Was it news or were they listening to something positive or something just neutral? And they found that the people who were thinking on negative things were more apt to be negative, pessimistic, believe that bad things would happen to them. They were less generous, all based on just that little bit of time in the morning, what were they thinking on starting their day? And so again, the point is our thoughts are powerful. What are you doing to take your thoughts captive? There's another scripture that says, taking our thoughts captive unto the obedience of Christ. So listen, I'm talking to myself first, and I pray that it'll encourage all of us. Really read this verse and think about, what are you thinking on? What are you letting into your life? What are you letting into your family's life? You know, if you have children, you know, what are they thinking on? What's the environment that we're raising them in? It's a very negative, toxic world, but we have a lot of control over what we think on. So, all right, go out there and have a super ultra awesome, fantastic day. And if you want to view or listen to other episodes like this, you can go to beacatalyst.com or subscribe to my podcast at Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark. All right, God bless.